direction of Mr. Curtin. Mr. Curtin.
Miss Betty Jane Graham, contralto, accompanied by John Border, will perform two numbers. First, the Foster song, Hard Times Come Again No More, and second, Darling Nellie Gray. Miss Graham.
Poor Nellie Gray, they have taken.
In conclusion, we're going to play two numbers with the quartet and then ask the audience to join in a performance of Dixie. The first number is an old plantation song, Angel Gabriel. Famous American tune, Turkey in the Straw, played in a transcription which shows a good deal of originality and fun on the part of the composer, Alfred Pochon. Thank you. We'll all join, please, in the singing of Dixie.
Let's all stand.
You gonna repeat the chorus?
Thank you, Miss Betty Jane Grimm, Mr. John Boda, and Mr. Carl Kirchsteiner and the Florida State University Faculty String Quartet. Now, before you folks get away, might I say at this time that at the commencement of the program, you remember, I mentioned the fact that we had quite a few distinguished guests who were just a little late in arriving. The buses arrived after the program commenced. But at this time, I want to repeat a few words that I said a moment ago to the effect that the members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission feel that members of the Florida legislature should be justly proud of this beautiful memorial here on the banks of the Suwannee River, dedicated to Stephen Collins Foster, because those members made it possible for this beautiful park to be created. We want to present some of these men and at the same time relate that it became necessary for many of the members to return home to attend their personal business over the weekend. They have sent their regrets, but we have quite a few of them with us. At this time, I want to present to you my distinguished colleague from Hamilton County, Mr. Jody McAlpin. Mr. McAlpin, as you know, has been honored by members of the House of Representatives and being selected as the Speaker Pro Tem of the 1951 House of Representatives. I'm going to call on Mr. McAlpin at this time. Jody, come up. Give Jody a big hand. Jody, I'm going to ask you to introduce the visiting members of the House who are here.
Thank you, Senator Sanchez. At this time, we have with us Mr. S.C. Smith of DeSoto County. Mr. Smith. We have David Adkins of Leon County. We have Frank Watson of Lee County. We have Mr. B.E. Schaefer of Pinellas County. We have Mr. George O'Kell of Dade County. We have Mr. T.T. Cobb of Volusia County. We have Bill Hammond of Columbia County, one of our neighbors. Now, I don't know whether I've missed anyone or not, but if there's any other representative here, please come where I can see you.
I believe that's all. Jody, I think that gets them in the House of Representatives. Over in the Senate, we're honored in having with us a mighty dignified gentleman. We call him Major. He raises a lot of racket up there in Tallahassee, and we have to put up with him. He is the president pro tem of the Florida State Senate, Senator Olin Shivers, and his lovely wife from Chipley. Will you please stand? We also have a mighty fine young man and his wife, Senator James Moore from Sebring. Will you all please stand? Glad to have you here, Florence, and the family. Also, we have a very fine young couple from the central part of the state. He sits to my right, and Jim sits right behind me in the Senate. That's Senator and Mrs. J.B. Rogers from Orlando, Florida. Senator and Ms. Rogers, will you please stand? Our neighbor over here, just south of us, is present. We had the honor the other day of naming a bridge after this senator, Senator Wolford Lindler of Lake City. Senator, where are you? Friends, I think that that is the group of senators present, but I want to tell you about another person in the Senate. You know, we get up there in Tallahassee and we work with these men and we get to love them, but we don't love them near as much as another person there in the Senate. I learned to love her about a number of years ago when she was over here among us. She is that fine, lovable person, Miss Kate Inman, the reading clerk of the Senate. Miss Kate, where are you? Let's give Miss Kate a big hand here. My friends, we have been so happy to have you all over here with us this afternoon. We hope you've enjoyed the program. We want to take the members of the legislature on a little tour of this memorial and the grounds. And as to our friends and visitors from nearby counties, we invite you back, bring your friends, bring your visitors, and as I said before, we sincerely hope in days to come that we'll be able to complete this project, and at that time, have the finest, most attractive Memorial Park in the United States. It's certainly been a pleasure to be here this afternoon and preside at this concert. I thank you.